Greetings, this is Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and welcoming you to our Denver Bible Church update. Hey, this book that we study, the Bible, it was put together over a period of centuries. In fact, about 1,500 centuries by dozens of authors in mostly two languages, a little bit of a third language. And these men, most of them did not know one another, and they lived on a few different continents, and they wrote from different continents, and they wrote the most extraordinary book that the human race has ever had the opportunity to read. And this book, the message in this book, at Denver Bible Church, we study this Sunday mornings during our adult Sunday school class, and then Sunday nights, we're in the book of Esther right now. An Old Testament book, fascinating book. And the more you study this book, you realize that its design is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. How the story begins with Genesis and the creation, and it ends in the book of Revelation with the new creation of the new heaven and the new earth. And the parallels that are in this book. Well, for example, toward the very beginning of the book, Abraham has a son, Isaac. And God, according to the story, God tells him to go to a mount in the mountains of Moriah and there offer up his son. And so Abraham takes his son, Isaac, who's a grown man, and goes to the mountains of Moriah. And Isaac has to carry the wood for the offering, for the altar, up the mountain. And they get up there, and Abraham is about to offer up Isaac, but an angel of the Lord stops him. And instead, an animal, a ram, his head is caught in the thicket. And the ram is sacrificed in the place of Isaac. And then you come fast forward 2,000 years to the New Testament, where Jesus Christ is crucified on the same mountain, Mount Moriah. How do we know it's the same mountain? Because 1,000 years earlier, King David told his son Solomon to build the temple for God on this very specific piece of land, and it was on Mount Moriah. And so when you go back to Genesis chapter 22, you see that when Abraham goes to offer up Isaac and he stopped and the animal takes his place, God makes a prophecy, and he says, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And then after Moses wrote Genesis 1500 BC, 500 years later, Solomon builds the temple on Mount Moriah. And 1,000 years after that, Jesus Christ is crucified on Mount Moriah. And where the ram had his head caught in the thorns in the thicket, Jesus Christ had a crown of thorns, and he carried the wood up the mountain, the wood for the sacrifice for the cross. And he was crucified on the very mountain that 2,000 years ago it had been said and remembered and recorded that in that mountain it shall be provided. What shall be provided? That God would offer himself as the lamb for the sacrifice. As we read back in Genesis 22, it's just extraordinary where it's not Abraham the father and his son Isaac, it's God the father and his son Jesus Christ. Only God had Isaac spared by the ram, the animal sacrifice that took his place. And that was all a picture of Jesus Christ being offered up to spare us so that we don't have to reap the penalty of our sin, which is eternal separation from God. That's one example of how the story of the Bible, though written over centuries by so many different men, ties together. It's just the most extraordinary book. So this is Pastor Bob Enyart inviting you to come and study and worship with us at Denver Bible Church. And now, stay tuned for Bob Enyart Live.
Service with a wink and a nod. You need a
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Last night, Doug McBurney was in the studio, and we were going to get to an O'Reilly O'Reilly segment that we never got to. So we'll do it tonight, and it still fits because, you know, O'Reilly hasn't changed in the last 24 hours. Our O'Reilly O'Reilly segment tonight, the Fox News talk show host, so frequently he will present a story as though it's a matter of social concern, where he'll talk about teenagers who are being sexually exploited in some magazine or catalog or video, or videos taken of women who had no idea they were being recorded and shown on the internet, or whatever sexual story he's presenting and warning us about, but he's obsessed with showing the sexual images. He's just obsessed with it. And it's O'Reilly voyeurism. And it's frustrating because so many conservatives, Christians, conservatives assume that Bill O'Reilly is a conservative. And that's just too much, that Bill O'Reilly is a conservative. I mean, how could people think that? He's pro-abortion, right? He won't even let somebody on a show say that it's a living human being from the moment of conception. He wouldn't even let that get out. He's pro-homosexual, right? He might not. He's obviously not a homosexual, but he's pro-homosexuality. He's against the death penalty. He's against spanking. He's pro-evolution. He's pro-public schools. I mean, if a woman becomes pregnant by a rapist, O'Reilly would support killing the baby but protecting the rapist. A conservative would kill the rapist and love the baby. So it's a bit confusing to figure out why so many conservatives think that O'Reilly is conservative. He's just flat out not. He's a liberal who didn't like Bill Clinton. And on a few issues around the fringes, he supports conservative issues. But on the fundamentals, you know, ultimately, Jesus Christ, salvation by Jesus Christ, is what makes you right-wing and conservative. And so if you're not a Christian, you can't be a very good conservative. You can try hard, but you can't really do it. And so anyway, so it's a bit discouraging. But O'Reilly's show is on Fox, and Fox is obviously, it's the most conservative of the news networks. That's true. In fact, a couple nights ago, Fox News did a segment that something we've been saying on this show when we've had Brian Rorba on here, we've pointed this out, father of the Columbine student, Danny Rorba, who was murdered by Dylan Klebold. But Fox News reported that many of the school shooters, the kids who have murdered their fellow students and injured them, that they've been on psychotropic drugs like Ritalin, or what are those drugs? Luvox and Paxil and all those drugs. Prozac, Zoloft. So I was pretty thrilled to see Fox News do that segment. That was really extraordinary. All right, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, yeah, it was also funny that, and it was appropriate. I was glad he pointed it out. O'Reilly, a couple months ago, had Patricia Ireland on, who's a feminist, lesbian, well-known activist, and she had just been appointed to the YWCA. And O'Reilly was sort of laughing and asking her, well, are you a Christian? Because the YWCA is the Young Women's Christian Association. Right? And so he said, well, are you a Christian? And she was offended at that he asked the question. And he said, but you're the president now of the Young Women's Christian Association. It seems like it's a relevant question. And so at any rate, October 16th, which is now a few weeks ago, the YWCA announced that they canned Patricia Ireland as their president. That's really a trip. They say that the board of directors decided to terminate Patricia Ireland's employment in accordance with her employment agreement. And they don't give the ugly details. But they did say that we have the deepest admiration for Ms. Ireland and her dedication to women's issues. So the YWCA undoubtedly is pro-homosexuality and pro-abortion and pro-everything wrong. But it's not surprising to see that Patricia Ireland was even a bit too out there for them. So anyway, O'Reilly did give us a heads up on the YWCA hiring a non-Christian to head up their organization. What a trip. All right, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Saudi Arabia, I'd like to talk a little bit about Operation Iron Hammer in Iraq and what's going on with the war on terror and the bombing back just four days ago in Saudi Arabia in the capital city, Riyadh, where the people who were murdered and over, what was it, 100 that were injured and dozens murdered. And it's so interesting that Al-Qaeda targeted an Arab neighborhood. Now, it was foreigners, but foreigners from Arab countries who live and work in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the birthplace of Islam. So it's a bit of a notorious country as it is. But isn't it fascinating that Al-Qaeda, and we've pointed this out on the show in the past and will continue, it's similar to what Adolf Hitler did in the Nazis, in that, and it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, that he attacked everyone. He attacked everyone, and if he had more self-control, he would have been a lot harder to defeat. But he pretty much attacked everyone, and he gave us the opportunity to beat him, and that's what, you know, the terrorists, they've just killed a bunch of Italians in southern Iraq and Arabs. So the whole world will be against them eventually.
At Bob Inyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection, combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
Bob Inyart here, live commercial break. We now have it hot off the presses as of today, actually, November 12th, the Colossians Bible study album, 8 tapes on the truth about Christ determines how we should live. The truth about God the Son tells us how we should live as believers. Well, and as unbelievers, you better get saved. But as believers, how should we live? Well, we are in Christ. And so who is he? And he is the eternal Son of God. It's so exciting to study that book. And that's just our latest. You can enjoy studying the Bible with us. The New Testament, we've got the Gospel of John on audio tape. Romans, what a study that is. The book of Romans. I waited about 30 years before I felt I could even attempt to teach the book of Romans. And then 1 Corinthians, we've got Galatians. You know, why does Paul blast Peter in the book of Galatians? Check that out. It's fun. Colossians, 1 Timothy, is the law for the righteous or the wicked. James and Jude, and then the book of Revelation in two volumes. It's so much fun. Study with us. Check it out on the web at KGov or call 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Of course, you can call during the show even if you're trying to reach the order desk and place an order, feel free. Or you can call to talk about, well, whatever is on your mind. Any questions or comments, welcome to here at Bob and Yurt Live. So speaking of the segment Fox News did about kids on psychotropic drugs, and there are millions of them. Millions of kids, not millions of drugs, millions of kids are on Ritalin and these other drugs. It's just startling. And so many of the shooters are doing these drugs. These are prescribed drugs. They're doing the drugs or they're recovering from doing the drugs. They're in withdrawal from the drugs. Speaking of drugs, did you hear the story about the Northwest Airlines male stewardess who gave a drug to an infant, to a toddler, without the mother's knowing it? Did you hear about that? A flight attendant, a male stewardess? Here's the story out of the Associated Press. A Northwest Airlines flight attendant, read male stewardess, spiked a toddler's apple juice with an anti-anxiety drug to stop her from crying. And so he could have, it was recommended when he pled guilty, and it was recommended the federal sentencing guidelines that he get up to 4 months in prison. And so the judge gave him 4 months of home detention. But this is some crime, huh? Daniel Cunningham, 39 years old of Ann Arbor, Michigan, pled guilty to federal charges that included assault and distribution of a controlled substance on an aircraft, of all things. I didn't know you could be charged with that. The girl was 19 months old, the toddler, and her mother was flying. They were flying from Amsterdam to Detroit, and she noticed that the juice was bitter. She tasted it. It was bitter, and it was foamy, and it had blue and white specks floating in it. So wisely, she took it to have it analyzed at a laboratory, which is really pretty sharp for this mom. That was great. And the laboratory confirmed the presence of Xanax, which is a drug prescribed for panic attacks and anxiety. It's an anxiety drug, Xanax. And it can cause drowsiness, lightheadedness. And the little girl is fine. And the male stewardess was fired by Northwest Airlines. But he got 4 months of home confinement. So he's home playing video games, looking at internet homosexual porn, and having his friends over. So that's a punishment? Now, what would, if our country was run properly, what would happen to him? Well, if our country was run properly, he probably wouldn't have done that, for one. And two, the kid would have probably been happier because she would be spanked once in a while. But he should have been flogged. That's what should have happened. He should have been flogged, not fined. Fines are a big mistake. There should be no such thing as a fine as punishment for a crime. Why not? Why should there be no fines? Well, for starters, in the Bible, God authorizes three forms of punishment, and he doesn't say the government should fine criminals. And what's the problem with fining criminals? Well, the problem is the government then has this conflict of interest. They make such a big deal about a conflict of interest, and the one that's staring them in the face, they make believe it's not there. If a sheriff's department, if a judicial system, if the judges and the prosecutors get paid based on the availability of money in the city or the county or the state, and so they're going to fine people and come to plea bargains and fine people, that's a conflict of interest. The government should not benefit financially from criminals. It's a conflict of interest. How many millions of Americans have said, oh, the whole thing about DUIs and driving while drunk, all that is just about money? I bet you I've heard people say that 50 times in my life. That's just about money. Where the courts are interested in the fines and the whole system is designed to, it costs maybe a few thousand dollars if you get a DUI. And so the people who get caught and their friends or family say, well, it's just about money. And it's hard to argue with them. It should not conceivably be just about money. This guy should be flogged. God says execution or corporal punishment like flogging or restitution where you pay back financially, you pay back the injured party. You don't. The government doesn't get to take in millions of dollars from the more crime, the more revenue. That's not how it's supposed to work. And so that Northwest, a former Northwest Airlines male stewardess, should have been flogged. Of course, paid any restitution that's appropriate to the family, if there was some, and most likely there would have been some. Certainly the laboratory fees and any doctor's fees. But then, so he should have had to pay restitution and been flogged. Wouldn't that have been good? That would have been great. All right. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. You know, our culture is so broken, but we Christians, we keep trying. Like the American Family Association. Those guys are great, right? Don Wildman and his son and their whole organization trying to fight against pornography and immorality in the media. And they've got a website we've told you about from its inception called 1milliondads.com. And they've got 1millionmoms.com also. And they'll talk about some despicable TV program or advertising campaign, and they encourage the people on their email list to call, send letters, send email messages. And so some of their recent successes is NBC had a highly offensive program, a new program called Coupling, which 1milliondads.com contacted many of the advertisers, and some of those advertisers refused to run ads on the program, and that was undoubtedly part of the reason why NBC canceled that program after just a few episodes. That was good. Also, 1milliondads.com asked their members to contact the YWCA after they hired the lesbian Patricia Ireland. And over 125,000 emails went to the board of directors asking them to reconsider. That is funny, isn't it? 125,000 people emailed the YWCA and said reconsider. And so she's gone, which is good. And it's likely that that 1MillionDads.com played a part of that. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Then on October 1st, last month, they asked, and I've been part of this, and they send an update every few days and say, here's the latest scandal if you'd like to do something. Red Lobster pulled their ads from an NBC program, which was good. Domino's Pizza contacted 1MillionDads.com, and they have responded saying they canceled some of their advertising and are doing their best to support family values with their advertising. So that's good. That's good. Domino's Pizza. So I appreciate Don Wildman and his efforts with 1MillionDads.com. You might want to sign up there if you're not currently a member. All right. And one of the latest projects they're working on is the Hardy Corporation. Now, Hardee's, there are not too many Hardee's hamburger places around, are there? Hardee's? No, but Carl's Jr. is more popular, and that's a division of the Hardee's Corporation. And Carl's Jr. has a typical, you know, just a filthy ad campaign running. And so they're encouraging people to call. Hardee's Corporation is refusing emails. And so anyway, they have a phone number here. Let me try to dial this. Let's bring up the phone and let's see. I don't know if we'll get through, but maybe we could leave a message. 877-799-7827. Just let them know. Let's see if they let us leave a message.
Hello, and thank you for calling CKE Restaurant's Guest Response Line. Huh. For Carl's Jr., please press 1. For Hardee's,
please hold while we connect your call.
Thank you. It's their Mechanical Bull TV ad. They're supposed to be selling hamburgers.
Thank you for calling our guest support line. Please hold while we connect you with a service representative. Hmm. We'll be with you shortly.
Actual human being. That'd be good. Of course, we'll have to tell them. We'll have to tell them we're on the air. That's FCC rules. Just like the warning before we read a Bible verse. You've got to comply.
Thank you for your patience.
The regulations.
Please continue to hold for the next available service representative.
Sure. Now, that's interesting. They have people at night this time. Anyway, we'd just like to tell them that we don't appreciate sexual images in hamburger commercials. And it's part of what's unraveling.
Thank you for your patience. Please continue to hold for the next available service representative.
It's part of what's unraveling the fabric of our society. Things are so broken. Carl's Jr. has to use sex to sell hamburgers. And, you know, Carl's Jr., if you're on a low-carb diet, they've got some pretty good hamburgers there.
Thank you for your patience. Please continue to hold for the next available service representative.
All right. So, but if you call someone and you put them on the air, you have to let them know right off the bat you're on the air. So we'll do that. If anyone answers. Now, who picks their Muzak? That's what I want to know.
Thank you for your patience.
I'm running out of patience. We're going to a break.
Service representative.
Bubba Nerd here. Our new catalog is out. And if you're on our mailing list, you should have gotten it now. If you haven't gotten a new catalog from Bubba Nerd Live, just in time for Christmas, please give us a call or email us. We got to check to see if anyone's emailed, nyartbob@aol.com, and we will get a catalog out to you right away. And in this catalog, we let people know the latest videos that we've got. And this one, I'm going to tell in 20 seconds, our Denver audience will join us. I'm going to tell them about this too. It is so great to refute evolution. Just dismantle the argument that humans have evolved from apes. The video is titled Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. Hi, this is Bob Inyart with a live commercial break, and you will love it. We've got it on VHS or DVD. This is a third-party video. We have only, of all the videos we sell, most of them we produced, only four are third-party. And this is one of the four, and it is good. If you've got friends who believe in evolution, if you believe in evolution, if you think human beings evolved from apes and further back we came from fish, before that we came from slime, if you think that, well, you should listen to the argument made by the scientists who have put together this video called Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. It ran in Denver on a PBS TV station, Channel 6, and it ran on public TV stations around the country. The production quality is fabulous. It's like a Nova special, the quality, only it's way better. The animation and special effects are extraordinary. So you'll love the video. You'll sit in awe. Even young people will be interested in it. It's for adults, but even kids, especially homeschool kids. But get it for your family, yourself, your friends, your enemies, your evolutionist buddies, and your school. 800-8-N-YARD. All right, let's go to the phone here, see if we're still on hold. Hello? Wouldn't you know it? During the commercial break? Well, let's see. Let's see what's going on here.
If you'd like to make a call.
Oh, how could they do that to us? Let me try again. All right, 1-877-799-7827. Just want to let Carl's Jr. know that we have a Carl's Jr. right near
here. Hello, and thank you for calling CKE Restaurant's Guest Response Line.
Yes.
For Carl's Jr., please press 1.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Thank you. So nice of them. Anyway, we'll probably what we'll do once the music gets going is we'll put the music way down so we just hear it in the background, and hopefully...
Thank you for calling the Carl's Jr. Guest Response Line. This is Greta. How can I help you?
Hi, Greta. This is Bob Inyart with KLTT Radio in Denver, Colorado.
Hello.
And we're live on the air right now, and we just wanted to register our unhappiness at your ad with the mechanical bull for Carl's Jr., the TV ad that's very sexual.
Right.
We were hoping you could let the managers know of your company that we're going to urge our audience members not to eat at Carl's Jr. for a few months unless you guys would pull that ad, because it really hurts, like, you know, the image of women in society. It really trivializes and uses women sexually to sell hamburgers.
Okay. Well, Bob, I certainly do apologize to you if the ad has offended you. I will forward your comments to marketing and let them know how you feel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Caught me off guard. Didn't expect to actually get a human being there. All right, well, let's see here. So that's Carl's Jr., and that gives you an idea of 1milliondads.com. They encourage individuals to email to make their opinion known that we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. We don't like it. Don't do it. All right. Let's see here. 1-800-8-N-YART. 1-800-836-9278. We've got a study here about the Head Start. And how much are we spending on Head Start right now? The federal government, $6.6 billion a year Is that unbelievable for 3-year-olds and 4- and 5-year-olds? What a tragedy. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-836-9278 in Lakewood, Colorado. Scott, speak your mind.
Yeah, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I was just listening to your program, and you were talking about the Carl's Jr. ads.
Yes.
I thought you was going to bring up their new one that's out the last 2 weeks.
Well, I haven't seen it, but don't describe it in too much detail.
Well,
The other one, I only called it the Mechanical Bull ad.
This one has to do with a very popular Dirty Magazine publisher.
Oh, brother.
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, brother.
You haven't seen those?
No.
Oh, it's so demoralizing and disgusting. He talks about having a choice every night, depending on which one he feels having, and then they bring in Carl's Jr.
You're kidding me.
Like different hamburgers and different women.
So,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, so, right. In the liberal Hollywood media world, women are, could be treated like filth in the gutter.
They use him and a couple of women from Playboy
on
their commercial ad.
Yeah, a woman is just a piece of meat.
Yeah, that's what they act like. It's
just
filth terrible.
In the gutter, right. And that's liberalism. That's, the liberals who act like they believe in respect and tolerance. That's such a lie. Their tolerance is just an intolerance for morality.
Yeah.
They're tolerant for the new tolerance is an intolerance for the old morality. That's all tolerance is.
Yeah, actually, if you ever see the ad on TV, when it first starts out, you almost think it's a commercial for the Playboy Channel. It's that bad in the beginning.
Wow.
And then Carl's Jr. names comes up, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, this world's terrible, but I'm like, I cannot believe they're stooping that low, that disgusting over it.
Right.
You know?
And so, so let's see. It's almost the new year, so I'm going to make a mental note. I'm just not going to stop in at Carl's Jr. until the summer. So for 6 months, I'm going to avoid them.
I'm never eating there again. And I usually eat there, once every couple of weeks.
Yeah, they got good burgers there.
But, when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. And they're running it at prime time sometimes and all that.
In what, on the networks?
Yeah.
Because we watch the Fox News and MSNBC.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I try to limit myself, too, on a lot of the TV.
Yeah.
I watch that, like Outdoor Life Network, ESPN.
Yeah, when we watch sports like the Broncos, we don't watch the commercials. They're too despicable.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, that's all right. I had to comment on.
Scott, thank you for that, letting us know it's worse than we knew.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
All right, God bless you. Boy, do I appreciate it. Got a neat letter from Boulder, Colorado today, a woman in Boulder, and she sent us a book what a fascinating little book, One Frog Too Many. And the book has no words in it. It's just illustrated. And so we want to read it to our kids, and we realized you can't read it. There are no words. But it's such a great book. So I gave it to our 4-year-old and 6-year-old and said, one of our friends from the radio audience sent a book for us. And you guys, you got to read it. And mom and dad can't help you. You got to read it on your own. And they were so excited. So I gave it to them right before I came into the studio. So after the show, I'll find out if they've read it. All right. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Oh, yeah. So the Head Start program anymore. And the Head Start program, that it doesn't work, right? You know that? It doesn't give a kid a head start. They said if we start with the kids before kindergarten, and they've got 3-year-olds in the program. And, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids. And you know what it cost? $7,000 per kid. $7,000 per kid per year. They've got almost 1 million kids in the program. And it's just so despicable. 19,000 centers get Head Start funding from the government. And what it encourages families to let their youngest kids go out to be cared for by people getting, what, $8 an hour, $9 an hour, instead of mom and dad. So there's no way a kid that goes off to a Head Start program could do as well academically, on average, as kids who have mom with them. You can't do as well. You can't spend $6.6 billion and end up with something better than mom taking care of her toddlers. You can't. How much would you have to spend to get an equal result of mom? How much would the government have to spend so the kids would be just as well off as if they were with mom? These Head Start kids, 3 years old, 4 years old. You can't. There's no amount of money you could spend that the kids would do as well. And so this year's a report from the Heritage Foundation. George Bush spoke at the Heritage Foundation, right? Just was that yesterday and just a few days ago, a few shows ago, we had one of their folks on the program talking about Medicare. But let's see here. So anyway, and this report says that Head Start has a questionable effectiveness. It really doesn't work. Let's see. The school readiness gap between poor children and their middle-class peers remains stubbornly large, even though Head Start is spending $7,000 a year for poor kids, and they've been doing it for 40 years now, and it hasn't helped. And at the beginning, and from when this program first went on the air 12 years ago, we point out Head Start is a mistake. It's not going to work. So, and the achievement gap persists into high school. And when they follow the kids who have been in Head Start, they don't do well. Nearly four decades ago, this achievement gap resulted in the creation of Head Start. And there is no evidence that Head Start has helped. The kids that have been in it, they haven't been helped. Millions of kids now. Almost 1 million kids in it this year, each year. It's just unbelievable. There's no advantage that can be identified. So whatever advantage back in, 1969, there was a study that showed that whatever advantage the kids may have had in kindergarten, the advantages faded away by the third grade, and the kid was doing poorly. And so things like this, the big problem with things like this is not that they don't work as well as we wish they did, is that they're a distraction from what's really wrong with families and with school, and we've left God behind. One 800 8 NYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. Live commercial break. I've got our Christmas catalog in my hands. Actually, it's our new catalog. We sent it out in time for Christmas. If you're thinking about Christmas gifts, please consider some of these videos, like Mount St. Helens from the Institute for Creation Research, on what the explosion of this volcano, this eruption, tells us about, for example, the formation of rivers. How do rivers form? How do valleys form? How do canyons form? Is it the way that we've been taught over millions of years, or are cataclysmic events responsible for so much of the surface features of the Earth? Well, Mount St. Helens was a huge laboratory in which we were able to see up front and personal-like, in fact, a number of people were killed, a videotape evidence that canyon systems and rivers can be formed instantly within hours and days, and they don't have to take millions of years. That's Mount St. Helens. And then what else do we have here? Oh, this one that you've got to get it. Have you gotten it yet? Now, we just ordered another case of Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, another 50 DVDs. We've got some VHS copies, but mostly the DVDs are going. They're more handy, aren't they? So this is the best video I have ever seen for debunking evolution, that species can evolve, that the human cell could evolve. And it is so effective at educating people, showing us how the cell works with animation. It will boggle your mind how the cell performs its functions. It will blow your mind as you enter the cell and the nucleus of the cell and see what's going on. You'll love it. So give us a call or go online at kgov.com or call 800-8-NYART. One 800 8 NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, and I told you we had this new album, Colossians. We also have The Tree now on MP3 CD. So The Plot and The Tree. Oh, that's so exciting. Those two Bible studies. In fact, we're going to have to offer, I don't know what we're going to do, put them in a package. Because you get them separately. But it's just so much fun. And you could listen to both of those now on two CDs, MP3 CDs. Okay. I wanted to close this show tonight with this article by Warren Hearn, and it's about the partial birth abortion ban. Warren Hearn is an abortionist in Boulder, Colorado. He kills babies for money at the Boulder Abortion Clinic, which is right across the street from the Boulder Hospital. And he's written this article. It's not too long. Let me read this to you. It's titled, Did I Violate the Partial Birth Abortion Ban? And you can find it at slate.msn.com. A Doctor Ponders a New Era of Prosecution by Warren Hearn. Warren M. Hearn. All right. As the misleadingly titled Partial Birth Abortion Ban makes its way to the president's desk, so he signed that, a week ago? So this is pretty recent. Anti-abortion groups are celebrating their public relations victory. But beneath the hoopla, by the way, Warren Hearn, he's written to the Justice Department about me. Little old me, Bob Inyart. He complained to the Justice Department that Bob Inyart, I guess, doesn't like him or something like that. Because I don't like him, so he has to tell the Attorney General. But anyway, beneath the hoopla, the bill's medical consequences remain murky. Exactly which procedures will be banned and which doctors prosecuted? Will the anti-abortion lobby be happy with the alternative methods to which doctors will resort? No, Hearn, we will try to outlaw those also because we're against killing innocent children. If not, which methods and doctors will be targeted next? You will, Warren Hearn. Will this ban have a chilling effect on related procedures? We hope so, Warren Hearn. If so, will it prevent abortions or births? I ask these questions because I am a potential target of this legislation. Almost 30 years ago, shortly after Roe v. Wade, I started performing abortions on a full-time basis in Boulder, Colorado, at the state's first freestanding nonprofit abortion clinic. Yeah, for a nonprofit abortion clinic, I tell you, he's become pretty wealthy in 30 years. You should see his home. Well, you can't hardly even see it, the private drive that he's got. But anyway, I ask these questions because I'm a potential target of this legislation. I've been doing this for 30 years. And I was the founding medical director at the clinic. In my private practice, I thought it was a nonprofit abortion clinic. Huh, I wonder if it's still nonprofit and he makes it his private practice. In my private practice, I perform many abortions as late as the 26th week of pregnancy and some as late as the 34th week. You hear that? He does abortions typically up to 26 weeks. He advertises that in the Yellow Pages. In the Yellow Pages, outpatient abortion through 26 weeks. That's Warren Hearn's Yellow Pages ad, page 1 or page 2 of the local Denver area Yellow Pages. And some as late as the 34th week. I don't know the answers to the questions I posed above, and neither does Congress. No physician expert on late abortion has ever testified in person before a congressional committee. No peer-reviewed articles or case reports have ever been published describing anything such as partial birth abortion. He's complaining about the title. Intact DNE for dilation and extraction, or any of its synonyms. So he says there's never been a single article published about IDE, as they call it, intact dilation and extraction. That's because the medical community finds abortionists slimy and gross, but they put up with them because abortion is the antithesis of God. Thou shalt not murder, do not shed innocent blood, and abortionists kill innocent babies. So the medical community likes abortion, even though they generally don't like abortionists. There have been no descriptions of its complication rates and no published studies comparing its complication rates with those of any other late-term abortion methods. What I do know is that, now I'm going to skip down to the end of this article here, and maybe I'll go back up, but earlier this year, I began an abortion on a young woman who was 17 weeks pregnant. Because of the 2 days of prior treatment, the amniotic membranes were visible and bulging. I ruptured the membranes and released the fluid to reduce the risk of amniotic fluid embolism. Then I inserted my forceps into the uterus and applied them to the head of the fetus, which was still alive. Since fetal injection is not done at that stage of pregnancy, I closed the forceps, crushing the skull of the fetus, and withdrew the forceps. This is how he writes about killing a baby in the womb. The fetus, now dead, slid out more or less intact. With the next pass of the forceps, I grasped the placenta, and it came out in one piece. Within a few seconds, I had completed my routine exploration of the uterus. The blood loss was insignificant. The patient, who was awake, hardly felt the operation. She was relieved, grateful, safe, and the mother of a dead baby. Well, he didn't put that last part in. I did. She wants to have children in the future. So, and then he asked, did I do a partial birth abortion? Will John Ashcroft prosecute me? Stay tuned. No, you have nothing to fear from John Ashcroft, unfortunately. Warren Hearn, unfortunately, in America, you could kill babies with impunity. And our courageous Republican-controlled Congress and executive branch has managed to just very meekly and timidly say, well, this one kind of abortion we don't like, but if you want to kill babies some other way, if you want to kill babies the Warren Hearn way, that's fine with us, because that actually hasn't made the news as much as partial birth abortion has. So just don't make a big to-do of it, and we'll leave the abortionist alone. So yeah, Warren Hearn has nothing to fear from John Ashcroft. And John Ashcroft is far more likely to prosecute an abortion protester, a peaceful abortion protester, than he is to prosecute an abortionist. Far less likely. Remember the peaceful pro-life protesters in Wichita? Was it last summer or the summer before? And John Ashcroft, they were doing protests, picketing, walking on the sidewalks at the abortion mills. And hundreds of people went to Wichita for this event, and John Ashcroft filed a friend of the court brief on the side of the abortion clinics, trying to keep the Christian pro-lifers off of the sidewalks in front of the abortion mills. Now, his hand wasn't forced to take their side. He took their side against pro-life protesters. Just unbelievable. Why? He finds pro-life protesters distasteful? He thinks the only way to save a baby's life is to become a lawyer? Then prosecute the ones who are in the streets trying to save the babies? Well, prosecute, fight against in court. Anyway, Warren Hearn tragically has nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. And George W. Bush said when he signed the partial birth abortion ban, he said, the country's not ready for a ban on abortion. And we're doing this because this is especially gruesome. But the abortionists, Planned Parenthood, the lesbians, the feminists, they have nothing to fear from my administration because we know good and well that America's not ready to stop killing babies. We don't like when terrorists kill babies. But as long as it's American doctors under the protection of the Justice Department, John Ashcroft and the Bush administration, then we don't have a really big problem with it. Why doesn't George Bush call for a war on child killers, on abortionists? Why not? Why? So many Christians like to tell themselves, well, he's trying to be strategic about it. No, he's not. He's trying to maintain as much political power as he can get. That's what he's doing. What, do you think in his second term, then he'll come out of the closet and show how pro-life he really is? No. You know how many pro-choice people agreed with this partial birth abortion ban? Because it doesn't threaten abortion. It doesn't stop child killing. It's just a way for people who are pretty despicable to make themselves sound good by saying, well, I opposed partial birth abortion. Yeah, I stood by pretty much silently while millions of kids were slaughtered in America every year with the protection of the government. But I opposed partial birth abortion. Good for you. So it's a tragedy that Warren Hearn will not be prosecuted by John Ashcroft. And he could say that he closed the forceps on the baby's head and crushing the skull of the fetus, withdrew the forceps, the fetus now dead, slid out more or less intact. More or less intact. And now that baby's body, what was done with it? You think the baby was buried? No, the baby wasn't buried. Nope, the baby was discarded and with medical waste or incinerated. In Wichita, George Tiller, the abortionist there, he has an incinerator in his abortion clinic. So you could smell it and see the ashes of the babies. It's so Dr. Mengele-esque. So, but they're protected even with a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican in the White House and a Republican U.S. Supreme Court, because 7 of the 9 U.S. Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republicans, and there hasn't been an abortionist prosecuted for killing babies. And how many Christians have been arrested for peacefully trying to save the life of a baby? You know, it was over 50,000 arrests, over 50,000 with Operation Rescue in a few years. The size of Operation Rescue, it dwarfed the civil rights movement. Did you know that as far as when it comes to civil disobedience? What, there was maybe, well, less than, well, maybe about 10,000 arrests in the whole civil rights movement. And 50,000 arrests in a few years of Operation Rescue. Hey, we're going to stop abortion one day. Let's keep fighting. This is Bob Benyard reminding you to do right and risk the consequences. Do right.